Now, the efforts of Bonnie Prince Charlie to restore the Stuart line to the British throne have been well documented over the years in literature, music and paintings. But now he's to be remembered in an ambitious new work of art, a tapestry. The Preston Pans tapestry will follow Charles Edward Stuart's journey from France to the Western Isles, from where he crossed to the mainland and travelled south, ending with his victory over the government forces at the Battle of Preston Pans in East Lothian. The Radio Cappie's Bob Dixon has been finding out more about the project and meeting some of the battalion of stitchers.
Opinion is divided about Charles Edward Stuart. Was he one of Scottish history's most iconic figures, or simply a misguided man with an unrealistic and unachievable ambition?
Come, harvesting Charlie, dear Charlie, brave Charlie, come, harvesting Charlie, and dine with MacLean.
The Preston Pans tapestry portrays Charlie as a romantic hero. The project was inspired by its Bayeux counterpart in northern France. The driving force behind it is Dr. Gordon Prestongrange, the Baron of Prestongrange.
We've always felt that the totality of the story about Bonnie Prince Charlie's entire rebellion missed out on one of the very important elements, which was the hope and ambition that a young man was bringing to the whole cause. He arrived with just 7 people, and 8 weeks later he'd got 2,500 followers, beaten the government army and captured Edinburgh.
What is it about the tapestry that will bring life to this story that some other art form might not?
Once one's into looking at the first picture, the first image, one is almost drawn to the next one. It's like reading a good novel, almost. As you walk along the tapestry, you see the whole story unfolding before your eyes. All of these various events that have taken place throughout the march of 8 weeks from Eriskay into Preston Pans itself. What we were trying to do right along the route was to check we got the story right at each location, particularly where there are many versions of the story anyway. We were saying to the local communities and the local stitchers, which particular version are we going to put into the tapestry?
The dimensions of the tapestry are truly staggering. There are almost 100 individual panels. When complete, it will be 100 metres long and nearly a metre in height.
And this is absolutely fantastic.
We're wondering about the
trousers.
Trousers. Are they too short?
No, the bottom leg is historically correct. The line should go slightly higher.
Andrew Crummy, the East Lothian community artist who designed the tapestry, surveys some of the completed panels with the stitchers who created them. A work of art of these dimensions has been a huge challenge for him.
It's about telling a story authentically as possible. You're very conscious of the epic tale that you're trying to tell, but in a visual form in it, which is going to be stitched, so that there's lots of constraints on that, but it's about clarity of the story. We've got two panels here. The first one here is the panel called The Highlanders Cross the Corriaca Pass, and this picture shows you the Jacobite army coming through the traverses. The other panel here is part of the Battle of Preston Pans, and it's the Highlanders line up for the battle, and the mist is rising, and for the first time the two armies see each other, and some of the Jacobites then prayed. At the same time, some of them were getting really very fierce and aggressive, and were just about to charge.
Now, you've stipulated what kinds of threads and what colours should be used in creating this tapestry. What have you tried to achieve by your selection of colours and materials?
To create colours that reflected the story and had a Scottish feel to it, but without it being sort of chintzy Scottish. It was sort of like sort of earthy Scottish, nice deep blues, nice maroons, deep reds, deep greens. It reflects the colours of the country.
About a third of the entire tapestry is devoted to the Battle of Preston Pans itself and the defeat of the Redcoat forces led by General Sir John Cope. The panels are the work of more than 100 stitchers who live along the route Bonnie Prince Charlie took to reach East Lothian from France. As the senior stitcher, Dorry Wilkie has had to ensure a consistency in the way the individual sections have been completed.
We've made simple guidelines. We've encouraged people to use a specific colour for the border so that all the panels look the same when they're joined together. We're controlling the colours so that unifies all the panels. And we're suggesting a limited number of stitches. So again, the panels are looking similar in the end.
How challenging a piece of tapestry work is this proving to be for the stitchers?
Initially it's a bit daunting because of the size, but once people get started, they're quite addicted to it.
Most of the panels depicting the battle are the work of stitchers from East Lothian who felt a real sense of pride by contributing to a work of art that could be around for generations to come.
Which part of the story does the panel that you're working on tell?
It's the very moment before the battle starts, where the redcoats looking terrifying and their uniforms are lined up, muskets at the ready. It must have been a terrifying sight, but they shot once and then vamoosed.
Our part of the tapestry is quite concentrated in the area of soldiers because there's obviously hundreds of them. So we're concentrating on redcoat uniforms and boots and buckles.
How finicky has it been?
You can't just dig your needle in any old way. You have to be precise, which is quite a good thing. And it takes ages, but it's quite relaxing.
Preston Pans may have been a famous victory for the Stuart cause, but 7 months later came the bloody and ignominious defeat at Culloden.
Speed, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky.
With the prince's escape to France, the Jacobite dream was over. But despite that, Dr. Gordon Preston Grange believes that the Preston Pans tapestry is a worthy tribute to an iconic figure in Scottish history.
He must be worth celebrating because history has kept him alive ever since. So he has become a globally known icon and phenomenon, almost representative of Scottish independence and traditionalism. But for Preston Pans itself, his message of hope and ambition is particularly relevant because we suffered in Preston Pans our own Culloden. We lost our entire industrial base within 10 years in the 60s. So this is symbolic for Preston Pans as a community today of what we're trying to achieve.
Bob Dixon there on the trail of the Preston Pans tapestry was talking to Dr. Gordon Preston Grange, the Baron of Preston Grange, East Lothian community artist Andrew Crummy, and the woman in charge of coordinating all that stitching, Dorrie Wilkie. The Preston Pans tapestry will be completed by the end of June when it will be paraded across Scotland on the precise dates the Prince visited each location in 1745. However, if you're slightly hazy on those dates, you can check them out on the website prestonpanstapestry.org.